Hello, Audio Boots, agent at TurboStream. Well, what a fantastic week. I've done other audio boo about my week, but I wanted to, in this boo, reflect on the friendship and kindness of online mates and online mates' family. So I've just left Hexham, where I was treated to a wonderful tea, as they call it in the north, by All One Word's mother. So I want to put on public record the kindness that she showed to us. You know, she didn't know me from Adam. I could be absolutely anybody, and I was welcomed into her home, obviously with Rick and Dean, and we were fed and watered, and we had our photos taken and stuff. And to me, it's just absolutely fantastic. As I say, Rick's mother has never met me before and probably never meet me again. You know, we had a wonderful tea, absolutely fantastic. And I want to reflect on the friendship part I've had for this week, not so much the activities, I've done that in another boom. And when Rick and Dean first thought up this trek, and in the planning stages, I got to hear about it, and they kindly allowed me to do the first day. And I can't really put into words the friendship that they show towards me, and the camaraderie. And you know, I met them at the station, and we went on a bus and we had breakfast together. Now, considering that Rick had never met Dean in the flesh before, I know they'd been in contact with each other for probably 2 or 3 years. And we had this breakfast, and we got on the bus, and we had half an hour's ride to the Burness and Solway, and we started walking in beautiful weather. I am absolutely so lucky to know such a great couple of guys. You know, I can't express really the gratitude I've got. And also I want to extend that gratitude to McColgan. I know he said in one of his morning thoughts boos that how he was grateful that I'd come up to see him. And of course Paula Nima. That was, again, that was the second part of the week. While Rick and Dean were pounding the footpath. I spent a good couple of days in the company of McColgan. I did my own thing and he did his thing, and then we met up 2 or 3 times. And it's just fantastic. It's been one of the best weeks I've had in a long time. And of course me and Paul had must have been an hour and a half easily in the pub. And again we were chatting away, and it was fantastic. And Colgan showed me where he records his morning thoughts booze, and we were treated to some wonderful bird song from the Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird. And then today I've come back, and I actually got to Whitney Bay a bit early. I've probably got 4 hours to kill, maybe. And I got not thoroughly soaked, but I got wet. But to me, that was a price worth paying, just to see the Rick and Dean at the end of the walk. And I was privileged to be at the start and the finish. I know I didn't do the whole trek, but with the stories that they will tell, and they'll share with us on video, I'm possibly going to be sorry that I didn't do the whole trek. I'm sure they'll tell it in their own way, and they'll relive some of the memories. You know, for two of them guys to do best part of 100 miles in 5 days, it's fantastic. What an achievement. So as I drive along the A69 back to Carlisle, I'm a happy buddy. I really am. It's been fantastic, guys. Thank you all. So once again, thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next audio boot.